Hello, can you please tell how often do you receive pieces of such an artist such as Kos in your gallery?
Well, we have regular updates almost once a month or two. We are established in New York, London, Hong Kong, Geneva, Antwerp, Moscow, Paris, Seoul, Taipei and Tokyo. So pieces are traveling among our galleries worldwide. As we are an auction house, as well as we are changing our displays as the pieces are sold.
So, what was the most significant lot that you ever sold, like both in artistic and price weight?
I am working here already for 2 years, and on my memory there was a painting this much, Pablo Picasso, which broke our expectation by being sold for more than 40 million pounds. Actually, I can tell that this is our lucky year, as in spring we have broken sales nearly 7 times. It's total in comparison to the previous year. Looks like 2018 brought a lot of interest in art.
But how is this actually possible to take part in an auction? So is it open for everyone or not?
Of course, our doors are always open for everyone. So even if you can't bid, you can still come and look on how the process is going. The most interesting time to visit is when pieces such as Jack Reardon or Rasan Roland Kirk coming in, for example. The tension in the room is insane. However, if you want to participate, you would have to register for a paddle prior to bidding, supplying such information and references as required by Philips.
By the way, what is the average age of your visitors and customers in Philips?
I can't tell for sure, but it mostly depends on the artists who are represented at the time. For example, this week I have seen a lot of teenage students who are the fans of works of Kos and Stieg. Anyways, mostly the window catches attention when something unusual comes in. People are just walking in for pictures.
And the last question. In your opinion, whom do you find the most interesting modern artist?
Oh, it's hard to tell. Of course, every single artist is very special in its own way, and I'm a fan of modern art overall. But I guess if we would be taking specifically about sculptures, since I have seen the work of Alberto Giacometti, it has left a fingerprint on my heart. Such a delicate expression of the unconscious desires, huh? I feel I can talk about it for hours.